Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Let's go around the NFL to keep you in the loop. Brought to you by Texas First Bank on Sports Radio 610.
All right, Kamu Grugier-Hill. Going to join the show coming up straight off the practice field. Shout out to the Texans for making that happen. Texans versus Panthers Thursday night. 49ers bringing in some familiar Texans faces. Duke Johnson, Lamar Miller getting visits in San Francisco. They've taken some hits at running back, and they are looking at former Texans, J-Lo.
Who? Who's getting a look again?
Lamar Miller and Duke Johnson.
Wow. Well, that's good. I mean, they've already tried a couple times to latch on this year.
Some good stuff. Will Fuller back for the Miami Dolphins. We were concerned about Will. Had some personal stuff going on to the point where Brian Flores said he didn't know if Will would be back. But Will is back in Miami. Hopefully he makes his debut this weekend. I love Will Fuller. I wish nothing but the best for him. He was always good to us. Friend of the show. So hopefully he's got his personal stuff behind him. And hopefully Will goes out there and does his thing in Miami.
Well, the Dolphins could certainly use him at this point. They are struggling.
Spencer Tillman said this about Tim Kelly yesterday when he was with Mark Vandermeer and John Harris. We love the work of Tim Kelly. This might be a little bit of a reach.
And I thought Tim Kelly, this started last year about week 7. I saw a renaissance take place in the way he calls and designs plays. Tim Kelly is one of the, I would say, a top 5 play caller right now in this league.
Okay, top 5.
Top 5.
Okay, all right. That's cool.
I mean, he put it out there.
I mean, I like the job that Tim's done. His job just got much more difficult with Davis Mills and with Danny Amendola not playing. Nico Collins, by the way, also out 4 weeks. So he's going to be without Nico. He's going to be without Amendola. He's going to be without his starting quarterback. So great on a curve for Tim Kelly, but I think we've both been pleased with what he's done since King Bill O'Brien, his mentor, left the building. But top 5.
There's no way. Way too early, number one, and way too many other candidates that have a longer track record.
Going around the NFL presented by the greatness of Texas First Bank, Tom Brady, 9 touchdown passes through 2 weeks. Pretty good. Rob Gronkowski has got 4 of those. I like kind of the dad presence of Tom Brady. He's the older guy. He's one of the older guys in the NFL. Seems like he's going to play until he's like 90. This is Tom Brady. His week 2 hype video, and I just got to tell you, man, this guy is like, he's got like that dad presence now.
Oh, he does.
About him. This is Tom Brady's hype video after the Bucs got their second win of the season.
What's up, everybody? Hope you guys had a great weekend. We certainly did. It was a great team win. Mike, 2 pick sixes. Defense played great. Got to keep the foot on the gas pedal. Headed out to California, going to play the Rams. Huge game for us next Sunday. We got this. Let's go. Got to get to 3-0. Here we go. Let's go.
It was good. There's nothing wrong with that. I mean, he wasn't Gronk on the Manning cast last night, but
Gronk
was good.
Gronk was awesome. He was so awesome. So good. J.J. Watt, he has a super fan. This is J.J. Watt. This was a fan interviewed outside of Arizona before the last game. Here's J.J.
J.J. Watt, you own my heart. Seriously, we could be best friends. They'll probably make a hangover 4-0 be me, you, and Chan when we're trying to find Marcus Golden somewhere in Las Vegas.
So this dude wants to do hangover 4 with J.J. Watt in the desert. Actually, it's not a bad storyline there. J.J. actually tweeted him back. Said he was going to be in his wolf pack. I'm sure that made his day.
I'm sure it did.
I'm sure it did.
It's definitely got something to talk about. Accountability. It was something we praised David Coley for yesterday. I thought it was refreshing to hear Coley on Reaction Monday admit that he made a mistake declining the penalty to punt in the Texans' loss in Cleveland. John Fossil, special teams coordinator for the Dallas Cowboys. Interesting decision, because in a situation in the game in which really a stop was enough and you really didn't need to block a punt, he decided to have the Cowboys try to block a punt. The result was a roughing the punter. It was much like the 2002 Big 12 championship game. Mack Brown, damn you. Philip Geiger, it's all right. Good hustle. But they roughed the punter, and John Fossil was asked about his decision. We heard David Culley's accountability. I want to hear how you describe this answer from John Fossil when he was asked about his decision that ended up costing his defense 15 yards and damn near cost the Cowboys the game in Los Angeles against the Chargers.
The thought process was, I think Cowboys fans aren't the play it safe type, so I was going to give them what they wanted, come after their ass on punt rush. So I hope they're happy with it, because we came after them. It's kind of the mindset going into the game that we're gonna come after this football, and you can sure debate everything, but I'm still not so sure that we actually roughed him.
I don't got a problem with that. You know what? I love the candor. I think that's what's resonating with David Culley, being honest, falling on the sword, so to speak, and taking the blame. And this guy clearly, was like not going to try to say, well, I'm the coach and I thought I saw something in
so
the
you
tape
like that.
And blah, blah. Yeah, I like
that.
That
was pretty weird.
Hey, man, I did it for the fans. We're going to be aggressive. He didn't say just he did it for the fans. He said that's what they wanted to do.
A little college football here.
Let's go.
So, South Carolina, this is around the NFL, but I think I can connect it to the NFL because chances are that Georgia is probably going to have some NFL players on their roster.
I would
is that
think
safe
so.
To say? Number two, Georgia, they recruited a very high level. They're the number two team in the country. They beat the crap out of South Carolina. Shane Beamer, the coach at South Carolina.
This was so good.
He was asked by, I'm assuming it was a student reporter, maybe it's someone who writes for a newspaper in Georgia, but or in South Carolina. He was asked, like, what exactly happened? Why was Georgia looking so physically dominant? And I thought Shane Beamer might have had the answer of the week, talking about future NFL players. We go around the NFL presented by Texas First Bank.
What were they doing to maybe make things physical on the offensive side and maybe being able to get a push?
Who was doing?
Georgia's a defensive line. What were they doing to maybe make things difficult on the offense?
They've got like 105 star football players on their defense. They have a defensive lineman that weighs 340 pounds and runs better than everybody on this call. They've got 5-star defensive backs. They're big and physical and fast. I mean, other than that, they're really freaking good. That's why they have the top defense in the country. They're hard to run the football on. So there wasn't some magical scheme they came out with tonight. They got 5-star recruits everywhere, and they play really physical. Damn.
I mean, what is? Do they have 18 5-star players on their 2-deep, I believe, Georgia? Is that the right number? I know I've seen it this year. No, you know how hard it is for a program to get 1 5-star in their program? I believe they have 18 on their 2-deep offensively and defensively. They're really, really good, and I love this trend we're getting of actual, you know, we've got PTSD from B.O.B., but actual candid, honest answers from coaches. I love it.
Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you. Again, Kamu Grugier-Hill going to join us very shortly, straight off the Texans practice field. Texans taking on the Carolina Panthers. We got 33 minutes. We're going to give you a chance to win tickets, be there with us as we tailgate and soak in that environment. Clinton Show, little road work. They're going to be at the Sports Houston Sports Hall of Fame induction show today. Jeff Bagwell, Craig Biggio expected to join them. And
call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Speaking of which, we are joined by the man himself straight off the practice field right now, Kamu Grugier-Hill. Hell of a game for him. In Cleveland. He was wreaking havoc in the backfield. Saw him get a sack, saw him get a TFL. He joins us now straight off the practice field. KGH, we appreciate you for joining us. I call you that because I don't want to butcher the name, but we greatly appreciate you for hopping on here on In the Loop Sports Radio 610. Oh, wow. What are we doing? What was that? Was that a little every step you take? Was
it did sound a little bit like the police.
Was that what we got? Was that the police song? We'll get him in a sec. Hopefully he doesn't put us on hold. A little bit of stuff going on right now here on Sports Radio 610. But I thought he was pretty good. I thought his post-game comments were interesting because he appears to be one of those guys who's just completely bought in. He likes what they got going here. We're connecting to him right now, KGH on the line with us. KGH, Landry Locker, John Lopez here. I call you that because, first of all, it sounds cool. Second of all, I just don't want to butcher the name. It's a lot of syllables for me. I'm not very good at speaking.
All good, my man.
How are you doing, man? You had a pretty good game the other day. I put my observations on sportsradio610.com. I'm not just saying this because you were here. It seemed like you are one of those guys who likes to make plays in the trenches. You seem like one of those guys that's very comfortable rushing the passer and just attacking the running back when you know it's a run situation. How would you assess your personal performance on Sunday in Cleveland?
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's just my role in this defense right now and just being able to play under Lovie Smith, man, it's a dream come true. So I'm definitely having a lot of fun, but I'm just upset we didn't get the win. So, truthfully, I mean, it didn't really matter what I did, you know. We got to keep going forward.
I wanted to ask you about this coming Thursday, not about the short week, but about a rookie quarterback starting for your offense. People always talk about what, you know, Carolina might do against him or how the Texans are going to, you know, formulate the game plan around him. But the defense has a big role in sort of having his back here. How are you guys approaching it this week?
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, going into every week, we kind of think, you know, our motto is, like, we got to be better than the other team's defense. We're not truthfully playing against the other offense. We're playing against the defense. And if we can get more takeaways than they get and we can outproduce them, then, you know, we'll have a pretty good shot at winning the game.
What about right now where you are with the system? You know, I've seen some interviews with you. I've heard some interviews with you about the fit that it is for you. You've been, I mean, let's be honest, you've been to several different systems. How is that fit working for you? Because certainly the turnovers are coming as a unit.
Yeah, I mean, this defense is amazing. Really is. It allows us to just, play and just be the players we are. They did a great job of bringing guys in who are athletic and can just fly the ball and read the QB and, you know, that's something I take pride in, and just being instinctual and being able to play off the QB. So, I think the results on the field, you can see the takeaways are there. A lot of guys are flying around.
Talking to Kamu Grugier-Hill here on Sports Radio 610, Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you. We like the effort that we saw in Cleveland. I actually think if Tyrod Taylor doesn't go down, I think you guys win that game. I had no doubt in my mind that that was going to happen. But even afterwards, I found myself on Monday, I found myself and I think John to a certain point, despite the loss, saying, man, you know what? This is a team that is well coached. This team left it all out there. They did everything they could to get that dub. And in turn, not everyone, but some people were giving us the reaction, what is this, moral victory Monday? How are you going to pat them on the head for losing? What's your reaction to those people? Because I know your comments and Kirksey kind of resembled guys who really not necessarily were satisfied with the loss, but you guys seemed to like the direction and at least the effort that you guys showed. So what would you say to fans, Texans fans, who are saying, you know, there's no such thing as a moral victory?
I mean, there's definitely some truth in that. You know, there's this NFL, man. You gotta win. You gotta produce, and there are no such things as moral victories. But you know, to have a new team bringing in as many guys as we did, and you know, we're still trying to figure out who we are. We're seeing who we have on the field, and you know, just checking out our personality, and you know, that was our real first bit of adversity, and to see us kind of, you know, fight all the way to the end. I mean, you want to win. You know, we're not happy about the win by no means, but you know, to see that fight and to see everyone kind of just facing adversity a little bit, it's a good sign. You know, it's a temperature check for sure.
This is off topic for the week, but one of the interviews with you that I read, something stood out. You actually played in high school against Kyemi Fairbairn, and you actually kicked some in high school. And I'm sitting to myself reading the story, and I'm thinking, why the hell didn't KGH kick instead of Justin Reed when somebody in the Texans needed? Did you lobby for that?
Well, you know, so a little story back when I was with the Eagles and I had to kick during the Cowboys game.
Yeah,
I woke up the next day and my leg was like black and blue. My foot was so bruised, like it was just movements. I don't practice that. I'm not a kicker anymore. Like, so it's just, I don't know. I just didn't really want to, you know, put myself in that situation, especially in the preseason. But I mean, Jay Reed went out and balled on it, so I was excited for him.
Yeah, but man, I mean, you're the kicker there. Just one more question. You guys went to opposing. You were like big time rivals. You did know Fairbairn in high school, and he didn't really go to bat for you at that point.
No, yeah. So we went to rival high schools, and I mean, we probably played each other, you know, a couple times. It's funny because we actually didn't like personally like become friends until, you know, this year. But dude, no joke, when we were in high school, I knew he was going to the NFL like already. This guy, he was bombing kicks like no one else.
Talking to Kamu Grugier-Hill here on Sports Radio 610, Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you. So you've played in New England, you had Belichick, Philadelphia, you won a Super Bowl, you had Doug Peterson, and then last year you had Brian Flores. What's David Culley's personality like in relation to those coaches that you've played for in the past in your NFL career?
I mean, every coach can have their own style. I just love what Coach Culley's doing with everything. You know, he's a player's coach. He's really, you know, keeps everything real light. He's very personable, like always smiling. I haven't seen him, you know, not smiling one time. And you know, he brings energy every single day. So, I mean, that in that aspect is, you know, it's as a player, that's awesome to be able to come in every day and just see someone smiling and you know, just always laughing and having a good time. So, yeah, I'm excited for this year.
So you're from Hawaii, Honolulu. What's it like growing up in Hawaii, man? That just seems crazy to me.
Yeah, it's one of the things I definitely took for granted. You know, obviously something all I ever knew, but you know, I had that small town feeling a little bit my senior year when I was like, I need to get out of here, and then I left, and I was like, damn, shouldn't have left.
Hey, I got a question for you. Is it okay for Hawaiians to not like pineapple on pizza?
Not like pineapples?
Yeah,
on pizza.
Yeah, I have a lot. You know what? Actually, I like pineapples on pizza, but I have a lot of friends. I would say more.
Oh, I take back I everything. Every good thing I've said about you, I take back now.
I say more people that I know back home don't like it than do.
All right, and it came from there. Yeah.
That's the thing. What about the spinning pig? That always kind of freaks me out.
On the spit?
That always kind of freaks me out. Is that a common thing, or is that just something like us simps that aren't from Hawaii? We just
What is it?
The roasted pig on the spit spinning.
Like the dummies like me assume that that's just every dinner in Hawaii. Is that a common thing?
No. There's traditional, you know, old cultural ways to do that, but that's not like an everyday thing.
Have you gotten a taste of any cuisine out here? Are there any of your favorites out here? Because you really haven't been in the true South when it comes to barbecue and in Tex-Mex and stuff.
Yeah, no. Well, so that's the one thing. When I first came out here in April, I fell in love with the food. Like Houston, first of all, I've never been in Houston, so I just didn't know anything about it. And like within the first week out there, I love this place. Like there's everything I ever need here. The food is. I haven't had one bad spot of food yet. I love it here.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Well, that's awesome, man. We really appreciate it, and I know it's a short week. You got to get some rest.
Awesome, man. Thank you for having me.
All right, there you go. Kamu Grugier-Hill, one of my favorite players now at this point.
Dude was a kicker in high school and kicked in the Eagles games.
Despite the pineapple pizza, Super Bowl champ, and he was all over the place the other day. We'll see how he and the Texans handle things this Thursday. Sports Radio 610, 23 minutes from now. We're going to give you a chance to get to the game on a Texans Ticket Tuesday. Coming up, my goodness. The mood in the AFC South couldn't be any different. And is Urban Meyer already getting grilled like he never has before? Next.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
KGH joined the show. Fire up that Odyssey app if you want to peep it. AFC South chatter. Listen to Mike Vrabel's speech after the Titans made their comeback in Seattle. Derrick Henry, my gosh, over 200 total yards, 180 on the ground. This is Mike Vrabel and Derrick Henry talking to their Tennessee Titans, a.k.a. Old Oilers squad.
Fellas, we talked about kicking down the door. Yeah. So we just got to keep kicking. Keep kicking, I promise you. I can't be more proud to be your head coach of this football team. That is our identity, Derrick. That right there in the second half is our identity.
Yes, sir.
Demanded out of each other, I couldn't be more proud to be your coach, I will take in any street fight. All you guys have played up there, man. Standing eight count after standing eight count, it wore on them. We said not in the first half sometimes, not in the third quarter, but in the fourth quarter when we had to have it. We took it right on down the field with the big fella, man. Ignore all the other Derek, break him down. Good luck. Good luck.
I challenge y'all, bro, and I can look in all y'all eyes, and I knew y'all wanted it, man. Family sit together no matter what happens in the game. Mm-hmm. Any adversity, we're going to come through that win every day. Not just every game, win every day. But we're going to go all the way, bro. Yes, we got to take it one week at a time, bro.
One week at a time.
Let's go, baby. Titans on three. One, two, three.
Titans!
All right, that's the Tennessee Titans and head coach Mike Vrabel with running back Derek Henry.
A lot of potty mouths.
Who beat the out of the Seahawks in overtime, their first win of the season. Good God, guys.
Ain't the Texans locker
even
room.
Even for me.
Oh, yeah. Mike Vrabel couldn't coach here.
Might have got fired.
By the way, how about Vrabel channeling Bum Phillips, man? Mentioned two, three times. Got to kick down that door. We're going to kick that door in.
I mean, it is the Oilers.
Yeah.
I mean, whether we want to admit
That's
it or
what I'm
not.
Saying.
Whether we want to admit
He's
it or not.
Channeling Bum Phillips.
Bum Phillips.
In the ring
of
honor.
Yeah. He's in their ring of honor. He's honoring him. Damn, they're using Bum Phillips rally cries now. That sucks.
Yeah.
Damn, I didn't even notice that.
Yeah, play the start of that again.
Holy.
Fellas, we talked about kicking down the door. So we just got to keep kicking.
Just shut him up.
He's channeling Bum.
Are you effing kidding me, man? God. Urban Meyer, he's channeling a Bum. Maybe not Bum, but he's channeling a Bum. This is Urban Meyer after the Jags fell to 0-2.
There's a lot of fight in this team. There's 15 games left. And our goal is to have the strongest locker room that you can possibly have. I feel like it's extremely strong right now. Players are pissed. Players want to win. Players are sticking it together. You know, I've seen nonsense seep into organizations when you're 2-0, and I've seen it when you're 0-2. Well, I guess I haven't seen it when it's 0-2, but I've seen it when you lose a game.
A little humble brag right there.
And we can't allow that. And the good thing is I don't see that happening. That's the one thing that will not be tolerated with the Jags is nonsense. And I see 0.0 of it. Don't give up on us. Hang in there with us. We're going to get better. And the one thing about Jacksonville and the 904, go to sleep knowing there's not going to be any group work harder to get this thing flipped.
All right.
904,
pandering,
baby.
Dude. Normally when you say that in college, you don't get grilled. He got grilled like a damn sandwich, grilled cheese sandwich to be specific, from a media type. This ain't the Florida newspaper media you're talking to. When you say stupid stuff like that, you're going to get grilled, Urban.
You feel like you got out-coached today?
Out-coached?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know if we got out-coached. Oh, we lost a game. I don't normally – that's a good question. I've been asked that question before. We lost a game.
Trevor mentioned that the team doesn't feel like it's a talent issue, but now at 0-2, does that make it a coaching issue?
It's an us issue. We got to make some plays. We have to do a lot of things better as a team. But do we have to get better? We're 0-2. You made that point. When I say we, I'm talking about the whole team. It has to do a lot of better things.
James Robinson, 16 carries is unacceptable. I mean, this is a guy
in
who was
fifth
in the league in rushing. He has 16 total carries this year.
Yeah.
That's silly.
Yeah.
That's absolutely silly.
It's as if they don't realize how good he was. Like, how good he's been.
I mean, they drafted Travis Etienne, and now they're trying to turn. He's out, and then they're trying to turn Laviska Shenault into Travis Etienne, and they screwed his shoulder up. Like, I don't know what's going on out there, but there's something going on in Jacksonville. They're making me look very, very silly, which is not that uncommon. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you. 15 minutes from now, a chance to win Texans versus Carolina Panthers tickets.
Every time I hear Urban Meyer speak, and I know because I've seen
I feel like he's about to go either like go on a binge and go drink like a whole bottle of Crown like my stepdad used to.
Or have a heart attack.
Peace,
but the other thing I think about.
Have a nervous breakdown.
How does he get players to commit as a college coach? Like, I want to play for that guy. I know their personality.
Ohio State.
No, I know.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
But still, you're recruiting against Alabama, and Nick Saban can turn on the charm. We've seen it. He actually, you know, the dour, dark, you know, surly guy you see in some interviews, that he can be very, very, you know, charming. Ken Urban? Because that doesn't sound like a guy like I'd want to go, yeah, I got to play for him. You know, it's like it's crazy.
It's interesting.
He's just so monotone and
Tickets to the game coming up in 15 minutes on a Texans Ticket Tuesday. We're going to hear from David Culley. He broke some news. We'll hear what he had to say, and we'll take a closer look at the debut of Davis Mills. Are we sure that he's ready? Probably not, but that's not necessarily a knock on Mills. We'll explain next.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
All right, let's hear from David Culley. He broke some news. Texans versus Panthers. Keep it locked. About 10 minutes, we're going to give you a chance to go to the game. We'll be out there. Tailgate season. Hashtag SZN. Not SEASON, SZN. That's what I was told by the Young Bucks. Here's David Culley, head coach of your Houston Texans, heading into Thursday night's game with a little bit of breaking news for Texans fans.
You know, basically just do what we ask him to do. You know, we'll actually have the same playbook. Obviously, there are some things that he is a little different than Tyrod, but we actually have the same kind of plays. But we'll use the things that fit him more so than what we did with Tyrod. Some of the things we did with Tyrod, we may not do with him in the run game. But as far as the pass game, it'll basically be the same thing.
It seemed like some defenses were getting ready. Some of the ways y'all were running the ball with him because of him not being a runner. How do you adapt to that with Mills?
No, I mean, I don't think there was anything we did when we tried to run with him, because I don't think there was any runs that we had we tried to run with him. We're running the ball? No, we're going to run the ball the way we run the ball. I mean, we're not going to change anything what we did. Basically, when we have not been successful running the ball, it's basically been because of things that we haven't done that we should have done correctly.
Did you sense that the Browns were kind of gearing up against the run more with Dibs than they're in the second half?
I didn't feel that way because front-wise and coverage-wise, they didn't really change, and we really didn't really change. What happened is I just know the first two drives that we had in the second half, we had mistakes in those two drives, and it wasn't so much of what they were doing defensively, it was what we were doing offensively. We weren't doing it very well. I'm not sure what the timetable is right now. Well, I think basically they're just going to play the game just like he's been our quarterback. That's how they played it whenever we were in preseason with him. I don't think anything will be any different with the way they approach it.
David, how much would help Deshaun be inactive, like you said, but with only two quarterbacks, will he participate in any portion of practice to help you guys prepare?
No.
David, how much will it help Davis that he's already got a couple of quarters under his belt going into this game?
Tremendously. As a matter of fact, after the game, I think during the interview process, he mentioned how comfortable he was. He didn't really feel like there was anything happening to him that he wasn't prepared for. And after going back and watching the video, there really wasn't anything that they did that would confuse him or did anything any differently. He handled himself well, and I expect him to do the same thing this week.
Do you change much of what you do because it's a different guy back there under center, or is it still the same play schedule, that kind of thing?
It's still the same play schedule. You know, it's just like I said, some of the things in the run game that you do with Tyrod because of his legs that you wouldn't do with Davis. But then there's some other things in the passing game that we'll do with him that we hadn't done. Sorry. That's my alarm to get down here to you all. I want to make sure I was here early.
Could you tell us on Danny Amendola and Anthony Miller guy could fill in this week?
Anthony will be up this week. Danny will probably not be up this week. We'll still know more about that this afternoon.
For
Excuse me?
For Nico Collins, who would be available for him these months?
Well, basically, we just, again, there's a possibility that we could bring up a guy from the practice squad.
David, do you sometimes when a rookie quarterback comes off the bench in a situation like Sunday, is different mentally than what he has all week fair, knowing he's going to start? Can you talk about the two different approaches a quarterback takes in that situation?
Well, in his case, he's had all the reps this week. He's getting every rep, where previously he only gets a select few reps. And I think getting those reps, there's a comfort level that goes in getting those reps. From a mental standpoint, he's always been good with knowing that his time could come up and not getting those reps. He's been ready. Now that he's gotten those reps, I think there'll be a more comfort level in him starting the game. And I think, John, that's a good point, because I think in the second half when he had to go out to play, I think not having had those reps in practice and all of a sudden now I'm up probably had made a difference. And I think this week going into the game, when we start the game and he's out there, I think he'll be there'll be a much better comfort level with him. Well, I don't think there's been some issues. When there's been issues, Jaron, it's been because we've had a misassignment here or there. We've had some guys that basically have been working together. And, you know, sometimes the team you're playing has something to do with that, you know.
Do you feel like the run game, I know you guys have emphasized the run since y'all got here, but do you think it would be more important than trying to keep a
rookie
with an experienced quarterback
comfortable against what's already been? Well, last week, even with Tyrod, I didn't feel like we ran the ball like we needed to run the ball. And we're going to do the same thing this week as we will do every week in trying to establish that. And hopefully we'll be a little bit more consistent than what we've been. And we're playing a defensive football team that's been playing very well for the first two ball games. The two teams that they played haven't been done a very good job of running the football on them. But we're going to try to do that. They will be available. You know, they're okay. They just got a little banged up, but as I said before, that's football. They'll be ready to play. We'll just have to wait and see. You know, I think Nick is always looking for those kind of things, and I guess after this game, we'll kind of see where it's at and go from there. All right, now I'll take it. I mean, he's ready. I mean, he is ready. I mean, you know, he's been exactly what you want your backup quarterback to be. And when he went in the game this past week, it had nothing to do with other than the one time that they got him on a blitz. I mean, he executed very well. He was sharp. He did exactly what we needed to do, even in a run game. And I just think he'll be a lot more comfortable now simply because he has been out there and against a very good defensive football team. Well, they fly around the ball. They remind me a lot of how our defense plays. I mean, they're up front guys that really get after it. They play a scheme, you know, not similar to what we do, but, you know, they change it up a little bit. And, you know, they do a good job of what we like to say playing 11-on-11 defense. Those guys all fly to the ball. They've done a good job of doing that, and we just got to be on our P's and Q's and make sure we take care of that. He's done exactly what we wanted to try to do going into each ball game. We haven't always been successful doing it, but we're playing the way we have to play to be successful on offense. We just got to execute better. But I'm happy with exactly where we are right now.
David, you took a big chance going with the rookie quarterback as a backup. What did you see in Mills that made you comfortable doing that instead of bringing a veteran?
Preseason. Just the way he handled himself during preseason. I really felt like, you know, he had some tough moments during the preseason where he came back and showed that he had some maturity about him, a lot more maturity than you would probably see in a rookie. He's never, ever gotten frustrated. I've gotten more flustered than he has during the ball game. And I just really like his maturity, and feel comfortable going in the game. And we'll help him out in the game. We know he's a rookie quarterback, but we'll help him out, and we'll do things to make sure that all the other 10 guys around him are doing their job to be able to keep him upright and keep him comfortable. Well, there's a possibility we could bring up a guy on the practice squad. Not sure who it is yet right now, but there's a possibility. We'll know more about that this afternoon.
Hey, you couldn't really understand. I mean, you couldn't expect this many injuries at once like this. I mean, whatever you're carrying and making decisions about you know, how to carry things on the roster, off it, like how difficult does that make things whenever you're trying to figure things out in such a short amount of time?
Well, I mean, it goes back to the next man up mentality. I mean, we've got guys in backup positions that they know that when these kind of things happen, and it's going to happen in football, and I don't think it's any more now than it would normally happen. We've played two physical ball games, and when you play those type ball games, these things happen. Some of the injuries that have happened has nothing to do with the fact that, you know, guys got hurt. It was just some injuries that happened. But there are guys that get hurt in the game. They come back in. We had four or five guys that got hurt in that game, came back in and played. And they're a little banged up right now, but they'll be ready to go Thursday night.
What sort of added challenge is it, though, that you have to manage all these injuries, that you have one guy on your roster, Deshaun, who's just, you know, not playing and healthy?
Yeah, but we're good with our situation there. We're very, very comfortable with the situation that we have there. Well, it's obviously that they're going to find ways to get him the football. If you just look at the two ball games he's played, when he's in there, there's a pretty good chance that during the series he's going to end up touching that ball, whether it's running the ball or them throwing the ball to him, simply because he's a tremendous player. He's one of the best players in this league at being multipurpose at what he does, and they do an excellent job of putting him in situations to be successful, and they do a good job of doing that.
Thanks, Coach.
Welcome. Mm-hmm.
All right, that's okay. David Culley. Here on Sports Radio 610. So no Tyrod Taylor, no Danny Amendola. He said Justin Reed and Laremy Tunsil good to go. We'll see as it gets closer to kickoff. A lot of times those guys are late scratches when you get hobbled on a Sunday before a Thursday night game. We kind of became used to with Deshaun Watson and with the talent that the Texans have had the last few years is that you can overcome a costly mistake. There can be a costly turnover. There can be a costly decision, and you can overcome that. But I'm watching Monday Night Football yesterday, and it kind of rolled over from Sunday when the Texans took on the Browns. And when you are in the situation that the Lions and Texans are in, and you're rebuilding, and the talent gap more times than not is going to be somewhat significant on Sundays, the margin for error is just not there. You look at the final score of that Packers-Lions games yesterday, that game yesterday, 35-17. You would think the Lions just got dominated, but really, you go to 5:57 remaining in the third quarter of that one. Their failure to convert on fourth and one was really where stuff hit the fan. The margin for error is low for the Texans and Lions.
Any team in that situation, that's why you have to be perfect. You know, I'm reading some things about the Texans' confidence level. You know, they're having their availability right now, et cetera. And we spoke with Kamu Grugier-Hill, and the ongoing theme is people are underestimating us. People are underestimating us. We'll show them we can compete. We can be great. We've heard that. I don't doubt that this team, because we've seen it, can play some very good, if not maybe even great football. The Lions did last night. Very good, if not great football. It's depth of talent. It's overall talent. And it just catches up to you. You know, when we say, oh, the Texans are not going to be good this year, that's not to say they're not going to play well, you know, for long stretches. There's a big difference. The teams that make that consistently win and make the playoffs and do those kinds of things are the ones that have ways to make up for all the glitches that are inevitably going to happen.
Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you. We'll see what happens. One of the better defenses in the NFL, Carolina, number one in most categories, facing Davis Mills. Speaking of which, we'll get to know Davis Mills a little bit tomorrow. His college coach, David Shaw, he joined us earlier on. I think that interview that we had with David Shaw, I think it's even more relevant
then
now.
And now.
Then and now, how we look at that and how we have to now look at it in the immediate instead of a long-term type thing. So we'll get to that tomorrow. John McClain, if you missed him today, he's going to join us on game day on Thursday. Stanford Routt's going to be with us for his weekly visit. We're going to take a trip to Carolina as well tomorrow. So we're stacked. It is a short week, but it is a very fun week because there's nothing better than football season. There's nothing better than primetime football, and there's nothing better than being able to share that experience with all of you. Shout out to the Loopholes. If you listen, you are one. Your next chance to win tickets to the game coming up at 2:45 with Clinton Show. We're doing some road work there at the Houston Sports Hall of Fame induction. Jeff Bagwell, Craig Biggio could be joining the show, as well as Andre Johnson. For the OG John Lopez, for Figgy Fig being the best in the world at what he do, I'm Landry Locker. This has been another edition of In the Loop. We'll talk to you manana, the day before the Texans take on the Panthers at 10 a.m. But in the meantime, Clint Sterner and Ron Hughley, they are next.
And this world keeps on turning.
Thank you, Figgy.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.